The Mitchell Park Horticultural Conservancy, fondly known as the Domes, is perhaps equal parts iconic and at risk. Like fellow Milwaukee County facilities, it is woefully in need of maintenance. Now, a county supervisor is proposing a source of revenue by growing hemp in one of the Domes' greenhouses. Tuesday, the proposal passed at the committee level, but as WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz learned, not without murmurs of concern and signs of miscommunication.
Tuesday was not County Supervisor Sylvia Ortiz-Velez's first attempt to convince colleagues that cultivating hemp would be both a sound and lucrative move for the future of the Domes. A previous plan died in committee, but this time around, Ortiz-Velez strode before the Parks, Energy, and Environment Committee with several of its members already having signed on as co-sponsors. And Ortiz-Velez had done her homework, including traveling to Madison with Guy Smith, who heads Milwaukee County Parks. Ortiz-Velez says the two of them met with state officials,
including my legislative staff from the governor's office, the Bureau Director of Plant Industry, the head of the Hemp Pilot Program, the executive director of the Wisconsin Crop Improvement Association, who certifies hemp clones and seeds, and the associate dean director of agriculture at UW-Madison, the state capitol.
The takeaway, she says?
All of them expressed a real need to have viable hemp clones in our state.
Under Ortiz-Velez's proposal, a third party would lease one of the Dome's six state-of-the-art greenhouses to cultivate baby industrial hemp.
By taking a cut from a stem or a taproot of a mother hemp plant, which can then grow independently.
Ortiz-Velez says not only would farmers who want to grow high-quality hemp for products including CBD oil benefit, so too would Milwaukee County.
$1.6, $1.7 million annually in gross revenues can be obtained in one of the greenhouses, one of the six greenhouses.
Throughout the discussion, cracks began to appear in communication between the county supervisor and county staff. While Ortiz-Velez believes there's room to spare within the Dome's greenhouses, Director of Recreation and Business Services Jim Tarantino said, not so.
Mr. Chair and Supervisors, apologies if I just kind of breezed over it. All of the greenhouses are used for crop production for the Domes.
And while Ortiz-Velez served on the task force that worked to come up with long-term dome solutions, along with Parks Committee Chair Jason Haas, sparks occasionally erupted between the two.
Are we getting into the business of improving farming across the state?
No. Well, it would definitely have an effect for farmers. It would help farmers across our state.
Is that the purpose of the county government?
While Haas raised concerns, other committee members praised Ortiz-Velez for thinking outside the box, including Felicia Martin.
What do we do as supervisors? Do we continue to do things the way we've always done, or do we reimagine Milwaukee County and see her as being a leader and finding other ways of generating revenue and not on the back of working and middle-class folks?
Supervisor Sheldon Wasserman mused whether baby hemp grown within the Dome's greenhouse might hold a certain cachet.
There'd be like a 20% premium or 30% premium versus other clones. Would we be able to, really mark this up as special?
Only time will answer Wasserman's question. First, the county board will have its say. And if okayed, people would have the opportunity to pitch their vision of growing baby hemp in the shadow of the Milwaukee County Domes. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.